This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Honestly, this is one of those days, right? So apologies, it's all a bit mad. One of the Frankenstein computer is failing. I'm on a laptop now. We've got a second monitor though, we're good. And we're gonna jump into some Diddy news. Now you need to apologize. I'm on the massive monitor. Right, so I need to try and make this a bit more compact. There we go. All right, nice. One second. All right. Right, just let me know that you can hear me. I'm sure you can. I mean, it just doesn't end. Yeah, one of the headlines I see was the whole narrative that he's going to try and get a pardon. Now, like, could you imagine there's a madness that would come from that. It's just crazy, but we'll get into that in just a minute. I want to see what this is all about. New Sean Diddy Combs accusations implicate dozens of people worldwide. All right. Now, there's an interesting point there I want to also just throw into your brains just now, okay? Because the Diddy case is being criticized from a legal standpoint, at least from some camps anyway, that it's almost impossible to prepare for a case when you don't know who it is that you're being accused of the crimes by. And it was an interesting point of discussion. So I think at one point we're gonna delve into that, because it's an interesting one to think on for justice anyway. Lawyers of Sean Diddy Combs have said new allegations that prosecutors intend to introduce at trial would implicate dozens of unidentified witnesses and alleged co-conspirators around the world. The defense is taken to court. The defense is asking the court to exclude evidence of alleged crimes that Combs has not been charged with as his trial. What? They've been asked to exclude evidence of alleged crimes. I'm sure we would all love that. I'm sure we would all love the right that if you get done for a parking ticket, and if you're going through that legal process, and, you know, you commit a horrible crime, they can't add any more. I mean, that's mad, right? If they've got evidence to charge you with something, regardless of when it is, they're going to stack the charges. I mean, surely. These incendiary allegations are substantially more serious than the charge. What? The defense is asking the court to exclude evidence of alleged crimes that Cohen has not been charged with in his, as his trial nears. These incendiary allegations are substantially more serious than the charged offenses. I mean, these are the charges. I mean, these are federal charges. So we're talking about crimes that are allegedly worse than the crimes he's already getting charged with. Wow. Wow. Okay, we're trying to... And if admitted, it would make impossible for Mr. Combs to receive a fair trial. If we're talking about crimes, though. I don't understand how this is even... It's just... Is the whole... Am I woken up and stupid? Like, please do not charge me with any more crimes. If you find a bunch of evidence, please. Mad. Combs is facing multiple federal charges, including racketeering conspiracy, SEX transportation to engage in this situation. The rapper and record executive is accused of arranging freak-off parties where he allegedly forced victims to perform these kind of acts. He is also named as a defendant in dozens of civil lawsuits from people accusing him of committing SEX crimes. What to know? Combs' lawyers have said that all but one of the new accusers happened over 20 years ago, with the oldest dating back to the 1980s. Some of the allegations are demonstrably deep, are false, but would nonetheless require an enormous amount of trial time to disprove. What? The attorney said in the filing. They added that some of these incidents are unknown to the defense, and some key witnesses are no longer here. Combs' lawyer said that if the evidence is admitted, each one would require a series of mini trials that would double the length of the trial. Oh, no. The prosecution initially said the trial would last 3 weeks. Yeah, right. The court should require the government to try these cases. Hang on. The court should require the government to try the case it charged, what, and prove the case to the jury beyond reasonable doubt. The defense attorney said the government should not be permitted to pollute the trial with decades of dirt and invite convictions based on propensity evidence that no longer with no proper purpose by painting Mr. Combs as a bad guy who must have committed the charged crimes. I mean, how about if you get accused of being a monster and then they throw you in jail and you're waiting to go to court and go to trial and then it turns out you're an even bigger monster, I think it's okay for them to gather enough evidence to put more charges on you. I think that is called good police work. Or, oh no, Franken PC just turned off itself again. Oh no. Oh, Franken PC. I'm so sorry. You served us well. Franken PC. Franken PC. God damn it. All right, little laptop. It's just down to you and me now. Okay. Where's the processor in this? Oh, we're running cool, man. This laptop is a freaking badass. All right. Prosecutors filed a memorandum in opposition to the defense's motion on Monday. They argue that the new defense directly related to the racketeering conspiracy charge. In sum, this evidence proves the existence of the enterprise it proposes and the means and methods by which the defendant and his co-conspirators carried out a pattern of racketeering activity that included persistent and persuasive abuse, prosecutors wrote. Okay, hang on. By which the defendant and his co-conspirators... Who the hell are the co-conspirators? Who are they? Like, if I missed something here. No, Frank and PC likes me more. No, Frank and PC is fine. It's fine. We just need to make the other one come back to life. It seems madness that someone with his wealth would throw it all away for his acquired tastes. But it seems the norm today. Some reader, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Because when you're not a crazy sex deviant monster, who I think the sex was the small part, Mariner. I think it was the power, because history has shown us what power can do to people, especially if they're already allegedly preordained to be not nice people. Yeah, okay. I'm just waiting for everyone else to get dragged into this. I said this to Paula the other day. In my fantasy P. Diddy trial outcome, we're building up to some massive multi-unit biggest like simultaneous arrest of Hollywood we've ever seen. And it's all gonna come tumbling down. But sadly, sweet Uber. Yeah, that's awesome. I just want to see it happen. I want to see everyone get taken down, you know? If it is what people say and it's this huge network, then let's start pulling down some of these freaking cards from the stack. Okay. What are the new criminal charges against today? Combs received additional charges of this. Oh man, more charges of the same stuff. Which again, doesn't look good for the racketeering and the RICO. The Combs trial is scheduled to begin on May 5th. Why did Diddy's lawyer, Anthony Rico, quit? Anthony Rico withdrew his lawyer from Combs' criminal case in February. Although I have provided Sean Combs with a high level of legal representation, expected by the court, under no circumstances can I continue to effectively serve as counsel for Sean Diddy Combs. Rico wrote in his motion to withdraw. Ooh. What people are saying. Prosecutors, in a memorandum filed Monday, that testimony powerfully establishes that the defendant made no mistakes when he coerced other victims into unwanted sex. It proves that the defendant intended to take the gratification he wanted, regardless of consent. Combs' lawyers in motions filed on Monday. If the government's evidence were allowed, it would mark one of the worst AIA cases of character evidence rule in history of American law. Okay. Hmm. Trump loves a tariff. It's a year of the tariff for Trump. Right. So let me just. I want to look at this pardon headline. Yeah, here we go. Sean Diddy Combs said to beg Trump for pardon. That would be, can we, that would be one that would be good to televise. You know what I'm saying? Diddy begging on his knees and Trump is like, no, no, I don't think so. Too good. Sean Diddy Combs is hoping his friendship, I don't know if that's still going to be, I don't know if that's a word. Like, that almost feels threatening, okay? Like, it almost feels threatening that if you are being quoted as being referred to as having a friendship with Diddy from prison, I feel like you know what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? The disgraced music mogul is rotting in Brooklyn's Metropolitan Detention Center after being charged with all of this stuff. According to Hollywood insider Rob Shutter, sources tell him Combs is hoping his longtime friendship with Trump will go a long way to capturing his freedom again. Oh, no. That sounds, honestly, that sounds like a threat. Hang on a minute. Oh, no. Because there's a bunch of, I mean, there is, I mean, these have not aged well, okay? Like, this is, these have not aged well at all. At all. Right, hang on a sec. A Terrence Howard story as well is wild. We'll cover that. What time is it? We'll cover that again as well. Where are we? Set to beg. Here we go. Donald was always invited to Diddy's legendary parties, the insider claimed. Oh, man. Oh, man. Like, shots fired. Shots fired, man. Shots fired. Nightmare. Okay. They've known each other forever. Diddy admired Trump's swagger, the bravado, the flash. He built part of his brand around that energy. They continued. Diddy thinks Donald owes him one. Oh, for counting on their history to keep. Oh, man. What does Diddy know? Oh, what does Diddy know? Oh, man. Is Diddy going to get pardoned? Oh, no. What's he got in the president? Oh, God. Like, can you imagine? You're Trump. You're sitting in the, like, the White House, okay? Just, like, throwing darts at your Biden dartboard. And you get a phone call saying, a publication's just come out quoting that Diddy is counting on your friendship, wink, wink, to sort this out, wink, wink. He said that you came to his parties, winkety, wink, wink. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Trump, 78, once praised, 78? Jesus, what is with America and these old dudes? We'll get to that later. Trump, 78, once praised Combs in his NBC reality show, The Apprentice. In a moment from a 2012 episode, former Danity Kane member Audrey O'Day attempted to explain to Trump why she would remain on the show over other contestants, using her relationship with Combs as a reason. I have to say, I'm very strict and focused businesswoman because of working for Diddy for 6 years, trained me to have to be perfect. O'Day said in the interaction, working for Diddy, Trump asked, I love Diddy. You know, he is a good friend of mine. He's a good guy. He is a good guy. Is he a good guy? After the singer refused to answer the question, Trump added, oh, well, I think he's a good guy. I'm going to stick up for him. Oh, man. Oh, no. What are you guys saying? Oh, yeah, no, listen. This is the thing, Valerie. It doesn't mean that at all. Right? It doesn't mean that in the slightest, but it's the president. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh. Like, it's just, it concerns me that when we talk about international playboys, businessmen, all of this kind of stuff, we talk about the Russell Brand case and the arguments for, oh. Are we saying that we cannot fathom any possible anything? And I don't mean anything illegal, okay? Nothing illegal, okay? Bunch of ladies, all happy to be there, all doing things, secretly filmed with Trump. That's damaging enough, right? Look, I think what we're seeing here is like a compilation of quotes from throughout time. So I think this quote was from years before, Diddy got arrested. It was this lady here, O'Day, working for Diddy Trump ass. I love Diddy. You know, he's a good friend of mine. That's what Trump said. And that was in response to O'Day not wanting to say he was a nice guy. But I think this was way before the court case. So users and X were quick to react to the resurfaced clip as one person raised, he's an idiot, terrible judge of character, and a liar. Birds of a feather, another said. In 2024, O'Day claimed Combs offered her a couple of hundred dollars in a deal to stay silent. A couple of hundred dollars in a deal to stay silent over his alleged behavior. It asked me to specifically stay silent and never speak poorly about a human. O'Day claimed that the documentary TMZ presents The Downfall of Diddy. So then I realized something really bad is coming. This isn't a man that was reformed. Combs has been denied bail three times as the judge recently revealed the rapper's trial will begin in May. While waiting on his court date, I will be missing you. Hitmaker has been hit with more shocking accusations and lawsuits. He recently was accused of recruiting, transporting, and forcing his victims to engage in horrible acts from 2021 to 2024. It's like his freaking lockdown side hustle. However, Combs has already denied the allegations, and his legal team has claimed the activities described were consensual. Okay. The businessman's lawyers responded in a statement. Combs, here. Has America not got like one of those crazy laws where if something in a case can jeopardize national security or something like this, then things can be admitted to the case that only the judge can see? Is that not a thing? Because if during this case, the judge is handed a manila envelope, and in that manila envelope is the president of the United States getting jiggy with it, right? Could that not be seen as national security? I don't know. Get Lionel on here. It's just so confusing. Okay, these are the same individuals, former long-term girlfriends who were involved in consensual relationships. This was their private sex life defined by consent, not coercion. The series of events leading up to Combs' arrest in September 2024 was marked by a lawsuit filed by his ex-partner, Cassie Ventura, accusing him of physical and other horrible abuse spanning several years. All right, well, that was freaking really wild. Okay, so listen. If this is Diddy being quoted as referring to his friend and coming to his parties and all these things, that is mad. It's just mad. And how do you all think this is going to go? Yes, they can seal documents. Brilliant, Fifi. You got to love it. You've got to love it. Get Lady D on Ron. Well, here's the thing, right? Ron is just concerned that the next bit of computer software, like the next thing's going to die on me. Otherwise, I would have had Paula and I would have brought on Lady D. In saying that, hang on a second. It's not going to go through Discord. I'll just send you a link. Yeah, okay, nice. Yeah, Lady D, if you're free, feel free to come join us. Hang on a minute. Okay. Oh, sugar. Did I send it? No, I didn't. Okay. Where are you, little rascal? There you are. Okay. But he's not innocent. He's taken down the cabal. I proudly voted for him. Yeah, that's all right. It doesn't mean, though, that, you know, back in the frickin' day, like, well, I mean, look at these pictures. Like, look at this picture here. When the hell was this one taken? I mean, this is a while ago. I mean, this is a while ago. You know? Who knows? Who knows what stupid anything could have happened? Why do you refer to yourself? I'm not. It's just depends what part of me is talking. So, yeah. Again, right? There was a lot of people pictured with Epstein. There was a lot of people pictured with Diddy. Does it really mean anything? Maybe not. It's just real concerning. It's just real concerning because if they've got something on Trump.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
What are we then talking about here? In saying that, though, Trump does strike me as the sort of person that if there was like a consensual, like embarrassing but not illegal, secretly filmed something, he strikes me as the sort of guy that would just release it and monetize it himself and just make it like use all that money to build schools or something in America. What's happening, Lady D?
Ron, I literally just got out of the shower. I have a client in about 20 minutes, but I happen to catch you. And this topic, I need to stay my peace because I know my shit about this shit.
Okay.
Well, sorry, we're on the Sean Atwood channel, so I can't. Okay. Sorry. All right, I'm on the big channel. I can get away with a lot more on my small channel. All right, let me tell you something. Orange Man is not bad. I do believe that Orange Man hung out with all these people and took a lot of pictures. Do I think Orange Man is innocent? Absolutely not. He probably slept with half of the women, Stormy Daniels. I don't care. Orange Man is taking down the cabal. That's why they hate him. They all loved him. And as soon as he went down that escalator, they hated him. Okay? He's taking down the cabal. That's why they hate him. That's why they try to kill him. We're in a global spiritual war. Trump is taking down the cabal, and he did not. I don't believe that Trump went to Diddy parties. Do I believe he's innocent? No. Did he do business?
Here's the thing. If he's only guilty of consensual things that could be embarrassing, then technically he is innocent. He's just been filmed in a compromising situation, because I can't imagine him being part of the illegal stuff or the underage stuff or anything like that. But then
are you talking about Diddy or Trump?
I'm talking about Trump, right? Because if hang on a minute, I'm getting some feedback. Let me just pause your mic a second, right? So One second. So what I mean is, if Trump was filmed by, say, Diddy in a situation that isn't illegal, it was just a bunch of hot ladies and he's getting jiggy, right? It's not illegal, but it's bloody embarrassing for the president. You see what I'm saying? I can imagine that being a thing. Do you see what I mean? But I couldn't imagine. But in saying that, you just never know. But I'm going to cut back to you now, Lady D, and I'll turn my mic off.
Okay, it could be me because I'm on my phone because I just got out of the shower, no makeup anyway. Just hopped on because it's not about me, it's about the mission. So you're right. Trump is not sweet and innocent. Trump probably cheated. He probably took a few pictures. Who knows? He could have, been in some compromising positions. Do I think Trump is sweet and innocent? No, by any means. But I'm a psychic. I know. You can ask Danny Henderson. You can ask Beverly Rhodes. You can ask all the people that are in my profession. Trump is not bad. Orange Man is not bad. Is he sweet and innocent? No. I probably voted for him, and I know he's not part of this club. And the reason why, think the club is trying to take him down. Why would they try to kill him? Why do they hate him so much? He's part of the club. People need to think. I'm not going to say mainstream media is part of the club, and that's why they hate him and anyone associated with him. Now, Diddy is not going to get out of jail. Trump is not going to pardon him. And like I said, he was probably friends with Diddy because, he was part. Diddy was on, I believe it was on The Bachelor. And, Trump was with all these people that now hate him. So I think Trump was one of those people that was in the peripheral of the club, and he saw behind the curtain, and now he's revealing what he saw, the wizard, and then the people with a part of the club hate him now, and that's why they want to take him down. That's my two cents, Mr. Ron.
It makes sense. It really does make sense. And when you look at just the time span of this, the relationship between the two,
you've
got to wonder, are these reminders of friendships an underlying threat? Is it a subtle warning to the president? It's concerning.
Yes, I'm sure it is. And I'm telling you that this is a double. This was a hit piece against Trump. This has nothing to do with Diddy. They're doing this. Oh, sorry. I have to be careful, cognizant, because I have a mouth of a sailor, and have to remember cognizant. I'm the big channel. This was a hit piece against Trump, okay? Because right now, as you know, I'm going to America, the liberal mainstream, and listen, I'm not Republican, I'm not Democrat, I am in the middle, I vote for the person. I hate the division that's happening in my country, but you do have to understand that the cabal owns the media in your country, in my country, in every country. And the things that are happening in the UK and everything around the world has happened in America. And I will tell you, I live in the US. The US is profoundly better under Trump.
And this is a hit piece against Trump because they hate him. They're trying to take him down. And they don't like the fact that he has the goods on him, them. So this is another F you to Trump. That's what I think, man.
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. But I mean, like I say, the guy has become a bit of a legend for literally dodging bullets, figuratively and metaphorically. Right? I mean...
Yes.
The best part of that entire moment was he, as soon as he realized that he was alive and the shooter was gone, he was like, "This is my moment. This is going to be the outline of me as a president on a poster in 20 years' time with me with my fist up in the air." And you can barely hear you. Okay, hang on a second. I'm trying to fix that. One second.
It's because I'm on my cell phone, bro. It's because.
No, it's me.
And I'm sorry if I'm giving you guys epileptic seizures, but I'm holding my. I don't have my usual. I'm not at my desk and stuff. It goes even deeper than that, man. And you could do Trump. Listen, Trump's uncle, John Trump.
Testing. Testing. Is that Bear? That should be Bear.
Can you still hear me, Ron?
Yeah, I can still hear you. I was just fixing my microphone. Somebody was saying that.
Trump, this is Trump's destiny, and he knew it. Wait, he knew it. Remember the time travel stuff we uncovered on my show about John Trump, his uncle, right?
Okay.
There's metaphysical and spiritual thing. This is destined. This is biblical. It's all, what's going on now is monumental. I mean, we're witnessing that we're dismantling the cabal in every country, and Trump is just the figurehead. Trump is not the Messiah. Trump is not perfect. Trump probably did all those things, and listen, he's had like 5 wives. Trump's not perfect. Orange Man's not perfect. Orange Man's old. I don't find him attractive, but I love him because the front man of taking down the cabal.
Just go and watch Wolf of Wall Street, and that is the culture that one period of Trump's life was in. And if you imagine the shenanigans that got up to during the you can only assume they apply to him. And Diddy reminded him of it. And again, I'm not referring to anything illegal. I'm just saying in character for a president. And it's a scary concept.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I agree that this is a threat. This is another threat to the Orange Man. Absolutely.
Cray-cray.
Yeah, he's not going to get a pardon. And, you know, of course, Donald Trump was invited to all those parties, as to everyone was. Do I think he went to one? No. I've never seen one picture. I've never heard, and I've done deep dives. I'm a psychic. I truly believe I know he's never been to a party. Like I said, is he innocent? No, he's not. Is he an arrogant arse, as you say in the UK? Of course. I think that's allowed because I don't think the YouTube police will pick up that. But yes, is he arrogant? Yes. Did I used to dislike him? I will tell you, I used to be brainwashed by my, you know, the media and my government. But I saw behind the curtain, and I'm telling you right now, what we're seeing is epic. The people of the world need to know that Donald Trump is the front man to taking down a global cabal. And there is a whole government, the secret space program, Danny Henderson will talk about with the G-SIG. There's a whole program. Donald Trump is working with the Galactic Federation, the secret space program, or whatever, Space Force, even though you hate the name. He is taking down the global cabal. That's why they hate him. That's why they will do everything in the power. And there is one cabal, and they all own every single media, your media, the BBC, every media in the world.
I agree.
Yep. So this is why they hate Orange Man. And I will say, as an American, U.S., Boston, I live south of Boston, Orange Man's not bad. I love him. I voted for him, and I'll vote for him again because he's taking down the cabal, not because I think he's innocent by any means. And Diddy's going down, and Orange Man and Diddy might have had, you know, taken a few pictures, and he might have been on the show, but there's no friendship there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, according to Diddy, there's a deep friendship there, right?
He wishes.
It's not like we're going to see the president get into a back and forth with Diddy in prison. Diddy will be able to say a lot of things. It's not like the president's going to respond. But it's going to be interesting to see. Because I tell you what, man, if he gets a pardon and it ends up getting a Christmas number one single, I'm going to be a very rich man from a £10 bet I put down to the bookies. All right? Very rich man indeed. So, just hope.
If that happens, I will personally find him and kick his arse. No way.
100%. Sound is really terrible. Hang on, I just need to mute Lady D. It's looping out of her mic. Is that sound better for me? Deanne, let me know. Doing my best. Everything has fallen apart here today. The Franken PC. And now the sound, it's going to be a long night of creating. It sounds better. Okay, yeah. No, it's just because it's looping out of Lady D's because she's not got headphones on. But that's all right, because I can mute myself as well. So where do we stand in all this? Hang on, I'm going to cut back to Lady D because I feel like she's not done yet with her moment here. One second.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. It is my Franken mic, but I have to run because I literally have a reading in 10 minutes and I have to get ready. But I just wanted to pop on and give you my two cents. If you ever want to do a show on this, I'll be happy to pop on in. I love you. I had a great show last night. It was awesome. And that's it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was good fun. It was good fun last night.
And it was awesome being on with you in the Atwoods. Anyways, I love your community. Peace out, brother. I got to do a reading, but I just want to give you my two cents.
All right, big easy. Peace. Right. So, you heard it there. Is he? I mean, I don't think he's not innocent. I mean, I think he could have quite easily in his lifetime as a billionaire playboy, have certainly got himself into some compromising situations. Then we get into his relationship with Diddy, the Diddy parties, the island, all of this stuff. Do I think that he's on the list of people that we all stand against? I don't think so. Do I think he's a bit of a sassy gentleman? Absolutely. And I can tell you this right now. There could be a whole bunch of really consensual, grown-up things that men in powerful places are often into behind closed doors, okay? That if you just so happen to be, Vladimir Putin or the dude that runs China and you got them in an email, it's going to cause a bit of a political shim-sham. Do you know what I'm saying? It almost makes you wonder if, as Trump was running for president again, we need to speed up this AI stuff. We need to get AI to the point that when I'm in president, anything that could be possibly released from me to China, everyone just says, oh, it's AI, okay? We need to get the AI to that point. Funny. But, you just never know. But again, I want to make it clear, I do not think Trump is part of the evil crew. I really don't. In fact, I'm pretty sure if it wasn't for the fact that if Trump had no children and no wife and was president, he probably would have just released everything by now. Do you know what I mean? But we've got to remember, like, he's got loved ones, you know? Right, let me just pull up the let's see, let's wait for Sean to go live. 5 minutes, I think. So yeah. I don't want anyone thinking this is like an anti-Trump or me trying to say Trump and Diddy were freaking besties. Even if they were besties, right? Even if they were besties, nobody was like suspecting stuff to the level they are now about Diddy. This is still like when Diddy bought a suit and he looked like a 9-year-old who was like going to like, I don't know, church or something. You know what I'm saying? Like his suits always look like somebody messed up the order, you know? You know what I'm saying? Bam! He's such a character. Like, as we say in Scotland, he is a bit of a character, is Donald, I have to say. But a pardon, it would just be devastating. Let me ask you this. If Trump, for any reason, was to pardon Diddy, right, we'd all be done with him at that point, right? We'd have to be done with him at that point, right? I mean, we'd have to be. That would suck, man. That's up there with, like, finding out, like, Keanu Reeves is one of the bad ones. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? That would be a terrible day for mankind. Oh, I know it's not happening. Okay, but we've got 4 minutes left to fill. So I can definitely get 4 minutes of content out of that possible hypothesis. Hypothesis! I would be the same. I want to move to Scotland. Sure, brilliant. Actually, Sharon, if you were to fly to France, there's boats leaving from France that would guarantee you citizenship as soon as you arrived. They'd give you a free house, everything, mate. Okay? It's crazy. Oh, no. Listen, I can't deal with that right now. Okay, we take out Keanu Reeves and Taylor Swift last, all right? Lol, I'm English. It doesn't matter. There's still free boats that'll leave from... Oh, no, wait, you're English. You can just come here anyway. Okay, that's fine. So sorry, just as bad as Deb. Ah, noodles. I'm not buying it. It's propaganda that's been put out by the Illuminati to discredit Keanu, okay? We take out Keanu and Taylor Swift last, noodles, all right? There's got to be some sort of order we do this. Could you actually imagine, right? What interests me about Mars is having the first baby born on Mars because it would be a Martian, right? That is awesome. Like, to me, yes, Martians. Brilliant. Earthlings, Martians. Oh. Brilliant. Right, let's just see where the boss man's at. No, not quite yet. That's okay. KK is going to be a co-conspirator. Okay. I can't do bar. I need trees in nature. Well, this is the thing, right? What if there's like other things? Like Mars trees. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Didn't think about the new type of tree, did you? Mars trees. I don't know what I'm talking about. Keanu had zero bad rumors when he was... Trust me. Australia doesn't mess about, man. Okay? Like, they don't mess about. You go to Australia and you're a celebrity and you get accused of something. You ain't leaving until your court date. oh gosh, I need a decent home. Oh gosh, I need a decent home, but a French UK resident going across the channel for this won't work, sadly. Okay. Keanu Reeves. What other Keanu do you know? Okay. Name me one other Keanu. Like, that's such a good question. Oh, it's too funny. Oh, it's too good. Yeah. Keanu Reeves. Too funny. Too funny. The clone. Keanu from EastEnders, duh. Who, what? There's a Keanu in EastEnders. That is wild. Do you know what Keanu means? Or Keanu Reeves means cool breeze over a tall mountain. I mean, as if he couldn't get any more badass. Do you know what I'm saying? All right. So, I really hope I can get this computer working, because this is not good. This is not good at all. But never mind. This is the world we live in with the technology. What is it we've got coming up next? We've got the Tunnel Survivor Held by Evil Nuns with Sean coming up next. That's going to be a banger. Sean time, guys. Well, it will be when Sean starts. Scared of clowns. Sean's gonna be starting in just a minute. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. I've always loved Keanu, but I heard his present mate is his handler. Oh. I knew it. Some nuns are evil. Evil people everywhere, man. Oh, there we go. All right, everybody. I will see you all in the next one. Enjoy the next live with Sean. Like and subscribe. Peace.